they who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. I'm thinking this evening of how it is that the Holy Spirit, I want to think of various things about the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, one of you told me that you notice that somebody's response was something in the line of, when asked, how are you doing? Well, I'm living the good life. And maybe I don't have that exact, but he went on to observe that he recognized that he and his co-workers had a positive outlook. They seemed to be encouraging each other in the good things. And I observed, hypothetically here, or suggested, that perhaps their leader has helped set this course. And he went ahead to say that he thinks that sometimes we fall to the other side and sort of think that we have to come up with something negative to show that, well, we're real, I guess, or to just kind of be the way we ought to be. We don't want to be coming across too flippantly, maybe. I'm not sure what all might be our motivations. Well, I'm not going to lie to you tonight. I could list off some negatives, some things that I count as challenges, some things that I told my wife tonight at supper table, for example, that make me a realist, too. Fact is, when I think about being a realist, it makes me think of my good friend Roger Byers from Bible school, who one day told me, he said, life is full of pleasant surprises for the pessimist. I liked it. That's why I didn't forget it. But who do you enjoy talking with, really? Is it the kind of person that says, that answers the phone with, oh yes, Gary, sure, what can I do for you? And you can just tell that there's something inside of him. And that's a pretty close quote of one of my friends who has answered that way many times for me. We really do have an outlook that can affect people. And how does this tie to the Holy Spirit? Well, in John 7, Jesus said this, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. So we get this from Christ. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So if we're giving to others the positive, if we're living the good life, if we're sharing the good life, then we must have been in touch with the source of life somehow. It's not just determining to be positive, I don't believe. If it's to be genuine, it's because God made us that way, and it's because of what God is doing in our hearts. And Jesus said that this is being spoken of the work of the Holy Spirit. I trust that you and I are always learning from that source. In fact, Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. But part two. Today, I noticed that people were mowing across the fence from us to the north. Between the four-lane highway that you and I travel and our place is what they used to call a mixing strip. They're not mixing it anymore there, but they sure do store a lot of trash there. And other things. I mean, some things that are of value. It's their inventory. And every once in a while, evidently, some of the workers want to take care of the inventory, the excess, a little like your and my garages and sheds need to have that kind of treatment sometimes. Well, last week, one of my employees came and said, you know, some of those old bridge beams are out there in the right-of-way. Do you mind if I just get one of the co-workers to take the forklift out there and move them? And then another one of us, if need be, would just mow that area that's been growing up in the weeds by summer and making an ice. Well, I thought eyesore, he thought safety problem. And I said, nice idea. But I got another one. It was kind of the catalyst for me to get something done that I wanted. And I said, why don't I just go up to the Kansas Department of Transportation up here on Hendricks and put in a request that they would help us get to the root of the problem and take care of the old bridge beams that were out there, and then they could mow better. So I did that on Friday morning, and my prayer was answered today. And I walked out to the fence at noon, and I said, say, it looks looking awfully good out here. And then this man said, well, 5 years ago, I had put in the request to have these things moved. So he's admitting that they were there a long time. And I can testify to that, too. And then he said, but the answer came back, this is inventory. You know, it's valuable. He said, I guess we should have offered you the bridge planks. You could have probably put them to work. And well, we probably could have, but not in everything that I do every day. And so I thought, thank you, Lord. They're taking care of it. And I expressed it to him. Guess what happened? 15 minutes later, somebody else drove in with an orange state truck. He was looking for me. And I'd been out back by then, running after some serial numbers for the insurance company and such. I was walking back through, and somebody behind me says, Gary, here's my card. I'm Tom with the Department of Transportation. And we were out here working for you today, or cleaning up what we were doing. I just want you to know, anytime you need to talk to somebody about a concern you have, here's my card and here's my number. And I said, thank you very much. In fact, I said, while you're here anyway, well, let me just say thank you very much for what you did today. But I've got a question about all this concrete that you cut off from the underneath the bridge 3 miles east and pile it over here. What are you thinking about that? And then he said, well, we're planning to bring backhoes out here and break it up into small chunks and use it in washout areas. And I thought, wow. I'm wondering if that doesn't illustrate something of the work of God through the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Sometimes the Holy Spirit comes to us and says, there's a need, there's something cluttering your life. And if we take care of that, if you just let me help take care of that, that would free you up for the good life. So in that sense, what I did Friday was a little like the Holy Spirit. And then what Tom did today is something that I want to do and I want to challenge you to do. How many of you would just like to say, God, here's my card. If you see anything that needs to be done, just give me a call. Something that I can do better, a way that I can cheer somebody, a way that I can be a partaker in the good life, or maybe it's the Holy Spirit coming to convince of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Jesus said that too. That's what he would do when he sends that blessed comforter. These earthly illustrations that I give are just that. God gives abundant life. He's got even a better work, a more complete ministry, and a greater love and greater faithfulness than any human being can have. Let us cooperate with him. I'd like to ask our visiting minister, Brother Daniel, to lead us in a prayer as we all kneel for prayer. we are going to have meetings here this week except for Saturday evening. So feel free to invite yourselves to come and invite your neighbors and friends. We've got overflow room. I believe that we can handle what the Lord brings this week. Tomorrow night, we'd like to have the children come and have a children's class, maybe a number of times this week. That's yet to be planned exactly. Brother Paul, they say, enjoys having children class. He says he enjoys having children's class. I think that sounds promising. So the ushers are probably perking their ears too, because they're going to be thinking about how to put things together for tomorrow night. Are there any other announcements that should be made? Speaker tonight. Maybe before I introduce the speaker, I'll just say this. I don't know when Brother Paul will feel the move of the Spirit to open up an invitation. But I'd just like to invite anyone who feels urged by the Spirit to respond to that, to come to the front here and stand here at the railing. And then I would also further invite that those of you, maybe ministers' wives, but others that walk with the Lord, to feel invited to come and join with that brother or sister or seeker, and to usher them down the stairs to a basement, a room to pray and listen to each other. And that person should feel real free to enlist someone else if there would be such a suggestion or request in further conversation. Just to kind of lay out, this is how we'll do it this week, unless we decide to change it. Our speaker this week is Brother Paul A. Miller. Now, there are enough Paul Millers, including myself, since that's my second name, that there can be some confusion. So it becomes important to use things like initials, because we even know that my uncle is, for example, Paul L. But to further complicate it, Brother Paul A.'s bishop is also a Paul Miller, and he's Paul Leroy. So he goes even better than Paul L. He goes Paul Leroy, I think, so that there's no confusion there, and so on. Well, Brother Paul and Brother Lowell and I have shared some times at Calvary Bible School. There's where I got to know him the best. Certainly have enjoyed his fervor for the Lord and his example of wanting to follow him faithfully. And Brother Paul ministers at Maranatha Congregation in Holmes County, Ohio. I've been blessed to have visited there on occasion and to have been hosted by them in their house. And it was all a treat. Now, Brother Paul, would you come? Let's have prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to commit our endeavors to you and our brother. Pray that you would use him as a vessel, that you would speak to him and through him. And I pray that you would guide our thoughts and our hearts, that we could follow them more perfectly and live them out. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.